From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this is My Worst Holiday, a podcast about your worst wedding, your worst funeral, your worst bachelor party, bachelorette party, whatever the fuck the story is, we want to hear it. If you got a mother-in-law story, tell us a mother-in-law story. You know you hate that cunt. So, today we got two special guests. We have Jumpa and Klein Blow Your Mind podcast with us. Dave, Greg, say hello, gentlemen.
Hey, everybody, how's it going out there? Greg-O here.
Greg-O, I like that. Greg-O apparently fell on some glass, and now he's much like Quasimodo. What's that?
You can call me Greg-O, or you can call me Ego, but Greg-O works. Klein also works. Bushmaster Klein? Bushmaster Klein, yeah.
Bushmaster Klein. Greg fell on some glass, and he's been doing shooters of prune juice, so if he disappears for a couple minutes.
No, Dave's doing the, isn't Dave doing the prune juice, and Greg's doing the drainage?
I don't know.
It's going to happen. One of us is going to be running out of here in about 20 minutes, no questions. You got it.
They're playing roulette. One of them's got whiskey, one of them's got prune juice.
Seriously, it's going to be bad. It's like downing a prune juice before you have to like go on a really long drive. And you know that there are no bathrooms on the way, and it's just like, am I going to make it or not? It's always fun. I like living life on the edge like that. Podcast Roulette is one of our favorite games.
I used to locate utilities, and we would drive all over, and we're in a pretty rural area. And just every once in a while, it's like, oh, when I needed my gallbladder out, would eat too much and just have to, and in your head you knew where every bathroom was, and you never really wanted to stray more than, like, 10 minutes away.
You have everything, like, set as waypoints on your GPS so you can get there as quickly as possible?
Yeah, yeah. There were days when you were just, like, hopscotching from bathroom to bathroom. Welcome to Poop Talk, folks.
Good old Finkel Matter. Welcome to the new podcast, Finkel Matter.
My worst bowel movement. Pending.
We could go down that rabbit hole without a problem.
Exactly. Brought to you by plugs.
Yeah, but our story, we're not going to stray too far from the fecal matter because the story we have in a little while here is directly revolving around lots of feces.
You know, somehow a lot of the stories that end up on My Worst Holiday are directly involved with feces.
We had a vomit story this morning.
Yeah,
we had a vomit story.
Yeah. Hey, Corey Kepper's here. Hey, Corey.
Speaking of vomit, hope you're feeling better there, Kepper.
Kepper.
Kepper's ill today.
Yeah.
Stayed at home, watched the Cubs game.
Oh, poor Corey. What was the name of it? Raid doesn't make a bug spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Raid doesn't make it repellent. Yeah, listen to that one. There's a pretty powerful fecal story.
Oh, that was awesome.
No, I just think, there's something universal. There's something universal about like just sharing stories about poop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it just feels like that's just, you can always get people together.
Have you seen
whatever it revolves?
If there's one poop story, there's more
What's
to
that?
Follow.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen, have you heard Art and Jacob Do America, their podcast?
No.
No? Well, that's the guys that was on from that. It was pretty good.
Jake,
yeah, you'll have to listen to that one. That's pretty funny. But, yeah, all right, guys.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we're on it.
I'll tell you what, line us up. Let's get the shit going.
Let's get literally pooping. Yeah, let's get popping.
Popping.
Popping and yeah, something like that. Dave, would you like to set the stage?
So let's set the stage. So we're gonna travel back about 15 years because Greg and I were in college and we are. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. So Greg and I met in college about 16 years ago, and we ended up living together for a whole year in the dorms.
Love at first sight.
Now, the unfortunate part of our situation was, they put us on a freshman integration dorm. Now, we're 22 years old at this point, and so we're in a dorm with 17 and 18-year-old freshmen, and we're seniors in college.
Can you buy us beer, mister?
So, we got that quite a bit.
Yes.
We definitely got the, hey, the knock on the door at 11 o'clock at night. Hey, Dave, hey, Greg, do you guys... You guys want to buy us some beer?
These girls are going to fuck us if you buy us some beer. Sure. They're going to blow us if we get some beer for them. We need to get some beer.
Hey, will you watch my strawberry vodka for me?
Yeah, right. the 99 blackberries, that was kind of one of the charms of dorm life.
Oh God.
Yeah,
oh.
Mixing that with a cranberry juice.
Oh.
And
cuz you're classy.
Yeah, cuz you're classy.
From the earth for a while. Yeah, so the story goes is that about a few months into our, I guess you, let's call it our reign, on the dorms. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I got up to go to the bathroom. Our dorm was located right across the hall from the bathroom stalls.
Yeah, that's lucky.
And I'm like half asleep. It's 3 a.m. I walk into the bathroom. I open the stall. I turn around to go to the bathroom, and I sit down. But before I sit down, I notice that it's not. There's no water in the toilet bowl.
Oh.
It is literally filled to the brim with doo-doo. Doo-doo, that's the doo-doo. Proper term. So I left it.
Because he's a man. He knows how to say things. You watch that mouth, mister. The doo-doo.
So I go to bed afterwards. So I go to the other stall and I do my business. I go to bed and I told Greg, I said, Greg, you need to go to the second stall and take a look at what's going on right now. You need to go in there and look now. So he goes in and it's still there. And so then we get the whole floor. The whole floor comes in. We're all, like, hovering around this toilet full of crap. And we're like, we got to flush it. Let's call facilities. Let's call the maintenance.
Oh, no. We're not going to call facilities. No. We're taking care of this ourselves.
Exactly.
We're going to flush this on our own.
This is the Turbo 2000. This thing can handle anything.
We're college men. We can figure this out.
So at the time, Greg and I liked to film a lot of stuff. Like, we just filmed our shenanigans around campus. And so we had an old Hi-8 camera, which we have since lost. We have the tapes, but we've lost the camera. So we can't watch this footage.
I've got a camera.
There's footage on this camera. You do?
Yeah.
You got a Hi-8 camera?
Yeah, it's like the little cassettes, right? The skinny ones?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't find one for the life of us.
We cannot find a Hi-8 camera for the life of us. And so there's footage of Greg wearing a gas mask, army fatigues, and an unwound coat hanger.
And he goes into the bathroom. He goes up and over the side with the coat hanger. He loops it around the flusher. And he pulls. And this whole thing's on video. He pulls the flusher. And you can hear everyone like chuckling behind us. He flushes. Nothing happens. It's amazing because it didn't even overflow. It just like coffee filter sucked all the water through everything that was in there.
No.
And it didn't go anywhere. And it took like 20 minutes for all the water to come back and fill the bowl up again.
Oh my gosh.
And this went on for days. This was in there for a couple of days. Yeah, I mean, we were upwards of a week.
Oh.
Nobody was coming to look at it. I think. Yeah,
everybody was going to look at it. Apparently,
like, you know, 17 and 18 year old guys.
Well, when
and
it became
Greg and I, yeah,
when it finally became sentient and crawled
we
out,
had to try to flush it a couple more times. Yeah. I swear to God,
see a hand like slowly come out of it, like oh, toxic.
Why?
Like,
pretty sure that's how
swamp. Why am I?
Isn't that how Swamp Thing came about?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was unbelievable. And so we go to bed one night and get up in the morning and it's gone. We have no idea what happened. We went to bed late. We were late.
All there was
we go
was
to bed
a trail
after midnight,
going down the hallway.
We get up at 9.
There was a bright white light.
And so to this day, oh my God. And so to this day, that has always been referred to as the incident with the fecal phantom because we never found out who it was. We never found out who was doing it.
There it is.
Who made it disappear?
The fecal phantom.
Fecal phantom.
There it is. Congratulations, gentlemen.
This happened more than once. This happened at least three times in total where this enormous mass would appear in the toilet, linger for a couple of days, and then vanish. And we never knew who did it, and no one ever owned up to it.
Where did you guys go to college?
The girls from the girls' wing that would come in and do it in our bathroom because they didn't want to do it in theirs. But it was a terror, and we just couldn't figure it out.
You went to South Maine?
It's still a mystery.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
What was that? Wait, what?
Where'd you guys go to college?
We went to the University of Southern Maine in Portland.
See, I paid attention.
Corey, what the hell are you doing in Southern Maine?
Stephen King write a story about it?
Yeah, did Stephen King write a Stephen King write a story about it?
Yeah, probably God, right. Should have. Well, okay. So it's funny that you mentioned Stephen King because David and I have this affinity for a movie called Graveyard Shift. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I know
a Stephen King film back in the mid-90s that was actually filmed in Maine.
Yeah,
one of our acting professors was in the film, and it was like a big deal for us, and we kind of developed this unhealthy idealization of this man. We love that movie, even though it's pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I ever seen the movie.
You know, lately Stephen King's movies are really good, but boy, when they first started out, you had Carrie and just
Christine.
Christine was okay, but there was just some bad ones.
Salem's Lot. That was a made-for-TV movie. That was great. Starring David Soul.
What was the one that he directed? Even Stephen King wrote and directed one in the 90s with Emilio Estevez. What the hell was it?
Maximum Overdrive.
It was terrible. Do you remember this?
Maximum Overdrive?
Yeah, Maximum
That's
Overdrive.
The one. Maximum Overdrive.
Where all the machinery became alive, which was fine until like the
lot.
And like every band that Stephen King loved, it was on the soundtrack.
AC/DC. And what was great is like wrenches were flying off
That's
the wall,
amazing.
like a wrench had a motor in it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I remember there's this one scene where like a soda vending machine was like machine gunning a guy with soda cans.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And like killed him for, I think.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about that.
Second greatest soda machine scene ever.
What's first?
Bad Grandpa.
I never seen.
You never seen the soda machine thing from Grandpa?
Oh, God,
Bad
Grandpa?
No.
Oh, my gosh, he got a sack caught in the machine?
No, I haven't.
Spoiler country. Okay. Hey, Nick Fischetta's watching. Hey, Nick.
That was awful. I remember that.
I don't know. Comedy like that is just where they just hit you over the head with it.
Oh.
I can't stand it.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
We don't agree on much.
Except for he sucks cock, and I, you know.
Whose catchphrase is it? And that's how Mr. Holliday sucked his first cock.
I did not suck my first cock.
Which one was it?
What?
Look, if you're going to keep setting me up, we can do this all night long.
You keep throwing low-hanging curveballs. I'm going to knock it
off. Oh, my God,
that's
amazing. We're going down the road of cock-sucking jokes.
You know what's funny is
Greg, you
want
to keep going on your prune juice?
Every episode, yeah. Drink some more prune juice, Dave.
I went to GameStop this week, and the kid who works there is like, hey, are you going to come out with a T-shirt that says, and that's how Mr. Holliday sucked his first cock? I'm all for it.
Sorry, Greg. Sorry, I was guzzling some prune juice, and then you were talking about cock-sucking, so.
You know. Some people drink scotch.
Kind of brought me
some
back.
People drink prune juice.
You know, you can put booze in prune juice.
Yeah,
there you go. What's your flavor of choice there in the scotch department?
Well, right now I'm enjoying a nice bottle of John Barr, which is
he will drink anything.
Yeah.
This is like the 15th different scotch.
I'm pretty particular. It has to come in a bottle. Like, I don't drink that box scotch no more. Apparently, that's not good for you.
You know, for his birthday, I bought him a bottle of scotch, you know, innocently thinking, oh, well, he'll enjoy this on his own time. Instead, he drank half the bottle during the podcast.
Because that's how it's done, folks.
And we had to scrap that podcast because somebody was unintelligible.
Apparently, when you can't use syllables anymore, it's not funny.
So when I first started hanging out, like when my wife and I were first dating like 10 years ago, I first started meeting some of her friends. And one of the first times I really hung out with them, I drank an entire bottle of scotch. And they were absolutely sure that I would fall down the stairs. But they were incredibly impressed that I never faltered and never passed out and never threw up and continued playing apples to apples with clarity. And to that day, they're like, wow, you guys can drink. You can sure drink scotch. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it was a good time. And, that was my first introduction to my wife's friends.
I ate a loaf of bread and a hunk of cheese before we started.
Scotch is a close place in my heart.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Sorry, what was that?
I laid a loaf of bread and a block of cheese before we started drinking.
You better have some prune juice with that cheese.
How long do you have? Is that like a timer? Is that like, okay, podcast, we've gone long enough. I got to go now. It's like a preset.
Yeah, no.
Well, podcast is over. That could be our new podcast.
It's like, yeah, so like every, before you start recording, you down a block of cheese and a loaf of bread, and like whenever it's done, I'm done.
And then
the
you
rubber's
take,
ready to go, we're stopping.
And then you take one sip of coffee.
Yeah, one sip of coffee. There's nothing like some scrambled eggs and a cup of coffee in the morning to make you right.
First sip of coffee.
Exactly. So anyway, I was
it's like pulling the plug out of a dumpster that's full of mud.
It's like drinking a snowplow.
So how'd you guys get on the podcast craze that all the kids are on it now? The MacGyver podcast. How did we get on this one?
So it was interesting. So we had always talked about this probably for the last 10 years. Like, we need to get onto a podcast. We need to podcast. And we never did it. We just always put it off and put it off and put it off. It's like probably 2.5 years ago, we started our first podcast, Champ and Climb Blow Your Mind. And we just ran with that for a while. And eventually I started hearing about like these rewatch podcasts that people were doing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, I want to get in on that. And so we were trying to figure out what to do. And so our initial concept was we were only going to watch the first seasons of 80s television shows.
Yeah.
But then we got like halfway through season one of MacGyver. And I was like, shit, man, we can't stop. We can't stop after season one. This shit's just going to get weirder and weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just kept running with it and basically kind of developed our voice out of that. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse.
Well, MacGyver kept getting worse and worse and worse.
We had a chemistry teacher every day after a MacGyver episode, he would explain to us, like in science terms, how it could all actually happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like taking an umbrella and making it into a grappling hook?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They tried that. Mythbusters. Yeah.
Carl Bleasner.
The umbrella grappling
hook. Rest in peace,
Carl.
Because
those are structurally sound.
Yeah. A good stiff wind, you know?
Yeah, and so...
It will hold up to a 25-mile-an-hour wind, but it's going to hold up to a 200-pound guy. Nailed it.
That won't turn inside out at all.
At all.
I'm trying to think of some of the weirdest...
I think my favorite one was...
So as of this recording...
Well, my favorite was that they were... He was with his old teacher, and the teacher was explaining something to the student, and MacGyver was standing there, and it was a leaky pipe. It was a gas leak on a pipe. And he takes out his gum, and he goes... There, and he patches it with a gum. He goes, "Was that so hard?" You know, and I'm like, "That's not gonna."
Oh my god, that's right. I remember that. That was a great one.
Yeah,
that's the one where you have the lock in where they have to build the
magnet.
I think so. Oh man, they honestly all blend together. Like I think of MacGyver not in seasons, but in terms of one long show. I don't even remember the parts anymore.
I've seen MacGyver like three times in my life.
As of this recording right now that we're doing right here, Greg and I have just finished seasons. We're about to finish season six, so we're rocking into the final season now. We're getting ready to wrap up the series, and it's like you said, it's getting to the point where like we're just embracing how weird it's gotten, and we just have to love for the fact that they've taken it so far over the edge that we can't help but love everything that they're trying to do with this because. At this point in the series, nobody's watching the show it's on TV. It's been so poor in the ratings.
Right. Did you see the one where he fashioned his mullet into a tampon? A lot of people don't remember that episode, but it was...
That's great.
You know, if MacGyver doesn't end up on Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I'm going to be bummed.
Joint and stuffed it all in there.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think it was only good for like an elephant or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's
elephant
tampon. Yeah, I think it's one of the lost episodes. You know, they don't really replay it on MeTV. So
what do you finish that? What are you going to move on to? Like BJ and the Bear?
Oh, BJ and the Bear would be a great one.
My Two Dads?
My Two Dads.
Oh, my God.
Starring the same guy. Yeah. I don't know his name.
Greg Evigan. We're just going to do the whole Greg Evigan collection.
I'm BJ McKay. It's my best friend, Bear. We're old.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to drive a semi with a monkey?
I forgot about that joke. Man. But yeah, I mean, we're actually struggling to figure out where to go because our listeners are giving us suggestions and they're all so good that we want to do them all. So we don't know where the hell we want to go next. It's kind of right now we're leaning more towards like Airwolf or Quantum Leap on that end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But like people are giving us these ideas. Yeah.
Quantum Leap, for sure.
Quantum Leap was great, yeah. Angela's trying to reconcile in her mind. I got a lady on here. She's trying to Angela Renee Elmore. She's trying to reconcile in her mind. How does this link to blowjobs and MacGyver?
Oh, it's pretty simple. Well, we've been kind of keeping a tally of how many women MacGyver has slept with throughout the entire series. It's been a tremendous number. He's had close relationships with.
That's his true trick.
How many, you know, behind dumpster blowjobs he's probably given.
how many he's given.
Hey, when you have sweet hair like that.
He made love to each and every one of them ladies. It wasn't just...
They all have a very special place in his heart. Absolutely.
And fellatio and...
I just thought of a terrible movie called Blowjobs and Broomsticks. Which would be a blow and broomsticks.
You shut your fucking mouth. That was a classic.
Anything. I don't know. Oh, my God.
Blowjobs and Broomsticks.
But no, MacGyver, like, in the beginning was a ladies' man.
Huh?
Saying in the beginning of the series, MacGyver was a ladies' man. Like he had a woman almost every episode, and it was like it was pretty clear that the creators did not want him to be in a relationship, which is why they had this rotating door of women that showed up for the first 4 years of the show.
Right.
MacGyver was a rotating door.
I want to see what.
And they say things like this: "Oh, come on, Mac," you know, like that, and.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
They also don't show.
Women who did that exact same thing.
They also don't show them putting together household items to make ecstasy.
Yeah. I did like at the end of the series he became a man.
Well, there was one thing where we. So there was a Christmas episode where we come in on MacGyver in his apartment, and it looks like he has a meth lab. He has, like, his chemistry set and all this stuff built up and all this weird shit.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he's just making non-alcoholic eggnog.
He's a douche.
What's the point?
Which doesn't make sense.
Non-alcoholic eggnog.
Like, you see, like, the eggnog, like, running through, like, the loops of his chemistry set.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. He didn't want to cut out the middleman and just pour it out of the carton, you know? That's not MacGyver-y.
Screw you, corporate America.
I don't know.
You, corporate America.
I'll make it myself. Oh, my God. Get a whole bunch of eggs in my chemistry set that I got back from, like, the 50s from my grandfather.
You ever seen a chemistry set from the 50s? A chemistry set from the 50s is like fucking nitroglycerin and fucking nickel nitrate. I mean, you got
like... They had like radioactive shit.
Exactly. A little uranium.
There's
you
like
a
whole
like,
thing about those. They're terribly dangerous.
Yeah, remember, Billy, don't shake their uranium. You know, it's like...
You know what? I had one in the 80s, but my dad was like a super nervous Nelly type of guy.
Yeah.
And he never let me mix anything together.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah. There's literally a guy from down home.
I could be serving 20 years in prison right now if you don't let me mix this shit together.
V's watching us.
Who?
V, from this morning.
Oh.
Shade from Daddy He Issues podcast is watching. Hey, look at
Daddy Issues.
Yeah, go on Instagram and look at Daddy Issues.
With a Z.
With a Z. And you're welcome,
right,
gentlemen.
Yep.
You're welcome. These ladies were hilarious. They were on this morning. They were fantastic.
Their podcast is looking for a bondage sponsor.
You think Victorinox will sponsor the rest of the MacGyver series? Yes. Yeah, I do. Absolutely do.
What's a Victorinox?
They're knives.
Oh, yes. Victor knives?
You know, they make Swiss Army knives.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
How are there not MacGyver memes out there?
I don't know. There should be MacGyver memes out there. I agree. There should be MacGyver memes.
I don't know. Yeah. What?
So you're moving on to so you're moving on to Quantum Leap next, do you think, or?
Well, it's still up in the air. I put a Facebook poll out there, and it came out 50-50 for Airwolf and Quantum Leap, so now I still have no idea where we want to go with it.
You know, making fun of Jan Michael Vincen is way easier than making fun of...
Yeah, do you want to take the easy way out of it?
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's Jan Michael Vincen.
I mean, if you do Airwolf, you're going to have to do a big old honking line of blow right before every episode.
Exactly. Maybe kill a hooker. You don't know.
Yeah.
For real, I know, right?
Just a warm up.
But it's got Ernest Borgnine in it. That's true.
If he's still alive for $5, you could probably get Jan Michael Vincen to come on the podcast.
He's dead.
Is he?
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah. Him and Ernest Borgnine.
Is he dead? I know he went batshit crazy in the last decade.
Well, Ernest Borgnine
was 130. Did he not go like batshit crazy in the last 10 years?
I thought Jan Michael Vincen died like 10 years ago.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Oh, hold on.
Yep, let's Google.
To the internet.
To the internet.
I think we should just reanimate him. That's the case. We should just have a cast reunion with all their corpses.
The guy looked really bad. Like, his face was all,
I remember...
He was all tweaked out. He's like, hookers and blow!
Yes, yes!
Hookers and blow! You know?
And, like, he has a white... Like, he's got, like... He has, like, a cloudy eye, and he's got... He, like, went absolutely apeshit crazy, like 10, 15 years ago.
Exactly. For all you young people out there, Jan Michael Vincen was an actor. There you go.
Not a good one.
Not a good one.
Not the greatest actor of our generation, for sure.
Nobody had a cool fucking helicopter.
Well, another one we had toyed around with, but probably won't work. Talking about deceased actors, we were talking about Three's Company, because we also had an unhealthy infatuation with John Ritter.
He was
when
awesome.
He passed away. We're like, oh, that's a shame, because that guy was hilarious.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah,
he
know. Loved... It's great.
That's
we
my
had
new
these
vote.
Horrible, these
Three's
horrible
Company.
Ideas of like reuniting with his you know deceased body.
Yeah, Three's Company. I agree. Three's Company should be your next one.
Taking acting classes from a. You think so? It's such a weird one. It's a fun show, though. Somebody else had actually recommended Knight Rider for us because that was one of their favorite shows. So that's another.
It's
was another positive.
So bad. It's so bad that
I had forgotten that Knight Rider even existed.
Yeah.
Hey, fun fact about Suzanne Summer: she made one of her first appearances in. In one of the Dirty Harry movies where the cops are killing everybody.
Oh.
They have the four cops that are going around killing everybody. Huh. She's in a pool. She's uncredited.
Oh, wow. How about that? Was she the one that got shot in the pool?
Interesting.
I believe she was there with the luscious breasts.
Born to Lose or something like that. I don't know.
Something like that.
It's a big Dirty Harry movie.
He's still alive, folks.
Wow.
Jan Michael Vincen is still alive. He could be yours for $20, probably.
We should get him on our podcast.
You probably have sex with him for $25.
We get him and the guy who played Robert Blake, I think we get them both on.
Completely retired from acting and lives in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Ah, great.
You can lure him out with his sister.
You can lure him out with his sister.
How old is he, like 170?
He was born, Jan Michael Vincen, folks, was
so
born
pathetic.
July 15th, 1944. He just looks 100.
Oh, wow. And still surviving his second stroke.
He looks awful. That's too bad.
He's 74.
Yeah.
I hope I don't.
I don't know why they won't hire me no more.
I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I want a vial of his blood and, Keith Richards' bloods, and I'm going to inject them into me because those motherfuckers should have been dead 25 years ago.
They're still kicking.
Preserved on whiskey and cigarettes.
Yeah, I love Keith Richards, though, because he's like, so, Keith, you know what keeps you going on? You know, it's like, do you miss anything from the old days? And he goes, he's smoking a cigarette. He's like, I really miss the heroin.
When he was in,
I don't even understand. I guess that really means that you're meant to be a rock star when you can end up being this old, doing what you're doing, and really still going at it.
And being able to say, "I really miss the heroin," instead of saying, "I can't talk no more. I've overdosed and dead." You know. So I think this guy.
I mean, when he was in Pirates of the Caribbean, he didn't even know he was acting.
Yeah, he didn't even know he was acting.
When do we start?
Why am I in this hat? What's this?
Uh, why,
his
dress him up and put him in there and have him say stuff.
Where's my fucking guitar? Where's
Did he know he was in a movie?
Where's Ron Wood? I don't. What the fuck is going on? I'd like to see him and Ozzy Osbourne into an argument.
I think you need a translator. It'd have to be subtitled.
Exactly.
What's that? Is they understand each other?
Subtitle it with.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, but then when they're done arguing, they'd have like probably one of the most amazing albums ever written.
Keyboards don't have those letters.
Have you ever watched Snatch?
What?
The movie Snatch?
I've seen one.
Yeah, you
couple.
Have.
Couple.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're not buying that.
That's right.
But anyway, when they're talking pikey, it's like, you know, they have subtitles, and then it's like unintelligible.
Unintelligible.
Yeah. I love that movie.
I do too. You like digs? Huh? You like digs? Oh, dogs.
Like digs.
Dogs?
Digs. Yeah, digs. Oh, man. It's a good one. It's a good one. So, yeah, so we're completely lost. We don't know where we're going. We have, like, 15 episodes left in MacGyver and have no idea what we're going to do next.
You should start a podcast where people, you come in and they tell you stories about their most fucked up thing.
Yeah, you don't have to do any research.
Hey, that's a good idea. That's like that idea. Would you guys want to be on that podcast?
Our podcast is just one gigantic dick joke.
That's all it is, yeah. It's like, they're like, what research do you do?
I love
research.
It. Every second of it.
You know, we were talking.
That's like the thing where you finish listening to it and you want your time back.
Yeah. We were talking to some other podcasters. And they're like, you know, we're hypercritical of ourselves.
Yeah.
But they're like, you guys are genius. You know, like, we're watching them and they're like, yeah, we put in like 20
hours
a week.
So yeah, they do all this research.
We do editing
and, shit. We do
and
nothing.
Stuff like that. And it's like, well, you know, if we have an hour and 5 minute long podcast, usually in the week we put in an hour and 10 minutes.
I literally just press video.
That's about right. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, this is what I do. I press video, and then somebody tells me a fucked up story.
It's supposed
That's
to be.
That's what I do.
Yeah, the hardest part's finding people. You know, and it's hard because.
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the podcast world, like every podcaster
we have
wants
any more
to.
More fucked up stories?
Yeah, every podcaster wants to tell a story, you know, like everybody that's funny anyway. And so it's real easy for me to actually just put out the thing and say, hey, you know, somebody started following me and I just message them back. Hey, if you got a great story, come on, plug your podcast. Tell me everything about yourself and tell me a fucked up story. And that's all we need to do.
The best statement someone can ask us is, how dirty can we get?
Yeah, I love that.
Yep, you're
on. What do you mean, how dirty?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's I think I appreciate that because it's sort of our MO. It's like, how little work can we do to put out a podcast that people are going to enjoy? Turns out we watch an episode of MacGyver every week and record for 55 minutes and then we're done.
There you go.
That's it.
And
like,
what's great about
and
you
I,
guys
and I think
what's great about you guys is versus just two bros in a basement, you know, two guys that think they're funny and they say, let's do a podcast, and they just sit there and they just talk back and forth.
Or they'll talk about, like, shit, you know, private jokes and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly, private jokes nobody else gets. You guys are entertaining. You guys are really entertaining, and I really like you guys' podcast.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's awesome. So there's this one other podcast that we did called the 1440, which is a 24-hour podcast that we recorded all 24 episodes consecutively in one day and released it over 6 months, and it nearly killed us.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that no more.
Incredibly fun and very difficult.
How can we do that?
It was intense.
You know what? Maybe we could.
That's
not a bad idea. We could actually line up a bunch of podcasters and do like one an hour.
I'd be happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to hammer out the whole season in one day and not have to worry about it. Yeah. Only that you need about
a
week to recover from
us.
It.
You have a great day.
How are we going to find, though? Because we have enough trouble getting people to show up on a Wednesday.
Well, no, you know, I mean, if I get enough time where I can set up enough, you know, I mean, we can do that. I'm pretty sure that. Well, I wouldn't want to do that.
Because he does a yeah you definitely don't he does a lot of Mr. Holiday finds like you guys the guys other podcasters and stuff. I find the local people with flavor.
the local flavor.
Because they're all my friends.
Yeah. And so far, he's brought in some pretty good hitters, man. He's brought in some great people. Christian Rose, the wrestler. Listen to that one. It's called Dollar General Surgery. Yeah, listen to that episode. It's pretty funny. He actually put his head...
Absolutely, yeah. General surgery. Okay.
Dollar General Surgery, yeah. He put his head through a table. He comes up, and he's concussed. He's all fucked up. He thinks he's doing great. You know, he sees all this blood, but he thinks things are just going good. And the other wrestler's looking at him going, dude, you are fucked up. He's like, yeah, get it. Yeah. Come on.
Because we were a family promotion. There wasn't supposed to be any blood.
Yeah, there's not supposed to be any blood, so he continues to go. And they're like, just...
Do you want to go to the hospital? I don't have insurance.
I don't have insurance. I'm not going to the hospital. So, like, the doctor... So the doctor says, well, I can stitch you up, or I can put some glue on it. Glue it is! So they went to Dollar General, got some glue.
$3 later.
$3 later.
And I guarantee you he was drinking beer the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, it's... You'll have to hear the story, though. Extremely fucking funny. Sounds
terribly fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a,
wow.
Yeah, he was live. He was here in the studio with us.
We had a drummer for a band, and I had to. And I've known Alex for a long time, so I had to remind him of stories because Alex likes to drink a lot and party a lot.
A lot, yeah.
But you know, once you got him on the stories, and he had just gone through some legal thing with due to the fact that he borrowed a car.
Yeah, he borrowed.
He forgot that it wasn't his car.
That wasn't his car.
That he took back to the bar.
That he took
back. That does happen from time to time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got some friends that they're into backyard wrestling for a long time. They have all kinds of crazy stories about jumping off the roof of their houses into trees and then making, you know, like weapons with thumbtacks and tennis rackets and, you know, wiffle ball bats and beating the shit out of each other.
Oh, sure.
Terrible things, lighting fireworks off in the basement in their friends' hands while they're sleeping. You know, good times.
They're, some of those guys are just batshit crazy. You know, but there's an odd amount of, there's a large amount of, like, teachers. And it's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You're a teacher? The one guy they found out, he was a teacher. So, like, on all his pages and stuff like that, they're like, whatever his real name was, they're like, you suck cock! Because all the students found out who he was.
All students.
So, like, all his videos on YouTube, it's like, oh, what an awesome match. What, this was great. You suck cock! You're the worst teacher ever!
It's amazing that people can have such double lives like that and still keep their day jobs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of fun, right, though, the whole wrestling thing. I think that'd be a great release, especially if you was a teacher. Those kids that piss you off every day, you'd love to get in the fucking ring and throw somebody down on the motherfucker.
Well, it's kind of like Fight Club in a way.
Exactly. I mean, it's either that or Fight Club. Exactly.
Smash a folding chair over someone's head.
All right, guys. Well, hey, I'm going to give you the platform here. Plug your podcast. Where can we give you money? Where can we find you at? Where can we email you? What can we do?
All right, absolutely. So we have Mullets and Memories, which is our MacGyver podcast. And again, we're wrapping that up probably within the next, I'd say, about 8 to 10 weeks. We're almost done. We release twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays. So be sure and check those out and find us there. You can just search for us on iTunes, Mullets and Memories. Google search it. It'll pop up immediately. It's probably one of the first things. The other show we have is our flagship show, which we're actually going to restart once we're done with MacGyver. We're going to move our new show over to Ciampa and Klein Blow Your Mind. We're going to kind of leave MacGyver as it is. So you can find us on Ciampa and Klein Blow Your Mind. You can find us on our website, actually, ciampaklein.com, where actually you can find all of our episodes of Ciampa and Klein Blow Your Mind. And there are some doozies in there. I'd gone back and listened to a few. If you guys want to bask in the beautiful mullet that is Mr. MacGyver, we haven't learned his first name yet. You want to bathe in the beauty of MacGyver? Come listen with us at Mullets and Memories, please. We would love to have some new listeners as we wrap up the end of the series here.
Fantastic. Do you guys have a Patreon page or anything yet?
We don't. We have talked about Patreon, but we're not there. We don't have the Patreon yet. But it's something that we're going to consider maybe when we go into the next series for sure.
I've been working really hard on getting a website going on the dark web, and we're just going to get all kinds of black market support from there.
There you go. Sponsored by Blow. Buy a Social Security card.
Right. So find us, guys. We'd love to hear from anybody. We love interacting with fans. We've been getting a lot of emails recently, so letusblowyourmind@gmail.com is our email address. And
letusblowyourmind@gmail.com.
Yep. Correct. It's we love interacting with fans. We've got quite a few going. We've got a lot of people we talk to on the social media. So feel free to reach out and say hi and give us a listen. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. You guys are fantastic. I really enjoy your show. You guys are lively. You keep it really rolling. It's fantastic. I really like it. So that's awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. We're gonna wrap this one up. From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been my worst holiday. You know what? I didn't plug myself. What the fuck is wrong with me?
You suck.
I do suck. If there's one thing I like plugging, it's me.
So, and that's how Mr. Holiday sucked
his first dick. You can find us at myworstholiday@gmail.com. You can contact us there.
Boo pics.
There you go. Send boo pictures. You can find me at myworstholiday.com. I'm on Stitcher. I'm on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher and TuneIn. Sorry, honey. We're on Radio Public. If you listen there, we'll earn a clean 2 cents.
I'm used to it by now.
There you go. On Instagram, I'm MW Holiday. On Facebook, I'm MW Holiday. On Twitter, I'm My Worst Holiday. And from a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been My Worst Holiday.
Oh,
bye, everybody.